Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. And today we're going to get into something pretty delicate, I think. Rebuilding trust. We've got this article called Rebuilding Trust, Regaining Confidence in Others. And I think people think right away relationships, romantic relationships, but this is really, so much bigger than that. This
Like
is
to salute.
business deals. This is friendships. This is, our faith in institutions. It's really a
It's
broad.
and it's something that I mean, just to jump right in here, one of the things that the article points out is that instances of broken trust are actually 2.7 times more frequent than situations where trust is maintained.
Really?
Yeah, so it's like, we're always, I think in our culture we tend to focus on, building trust, but we don't often talk about how easily it can be broken.
And what happens when it is. And I think, we've all been there at some point, right? Where something happens and you just feel so betrayed and so hurt and so disappointed. And
It's really one of the most, I think, painful experiences that we can go through.
it is. It's that vulnerability. It's that feeling of being exposed and kind of raw and
Yeah, and not knowing like what to do next.
exactly. And so, the question is, well, what do you do next? What happens when that foundation cracks? What happens when that vase, falls off the shelf and shatters? Is it over? Or
Well, and that's the I think the important question, because it can feel like it's over in those moments.
Absolutely.
And it can be really hard to see a path forward. But I think what's so interesting about trust is that even though it can be so fragile, it also has this incredible capacity for
Oh,
resilience.
that's interesting. So it's not just about like going back to the way things were. It's almost like, when you break a bone, it heals, but it's stronger in that spot now.
It's a great analogy. I love that because it really speaks to the idea that, rebuilding trust is not just about going back to the way things were. It's about creating something new and something that's potentially even stronger.
So how do we do that? How do we create that new thing that's stronger?
Well, I think the first step is acknowledging that it is a process. It's not something that happens overnight. It's not like, you just, have a conversation and suddenly everything's back to normal.
It's not a band-aid.
It's not a band-aid exactly. It's more like, I think the article uses this analogy of rebuilding a bridge, which I think is really powerful.
So that open communication is that scaffolding.
And I think, we tend to think about communication just as talking, but it's really so much more than that.
What else is it?
It's about listening.
Okay.
It's about
Actively listening.
active listening. It's about expressing your feelings in a way that's
In a healthy way.
in a healthy way. And it's about being willing to hear the other person's perspective, even if it's painful.
Even if it's hard.
Even if it's hard. Yeah. And so,
But so it's more than just talking about what went wrong.
it's also about
It's about
talking
then,
about
huh?
the future and what needs to change. What are your non-negotiables? What are the boundaries that need to be in
What are
place?
those ground rules to make sure this doesn't happen again?
And so I think that's a really important piece of
So
it.
communication is really step one.
It's the foundation. It's the starting point.
But communication alone doesn't magically fix everything, right?
No, it doesn't.
There's got to be more to it.
There's got to be more to it.
What else is there?
Well, I think the next crucial step is
Next, okay.
accountability
Right.
and a sincere apology.
Okay, now when you say accountability, what does that look like?
So accountability is about taking ownership of your actions without making excuses, without deflecting blame.
So you're saying no buts.
No buts. It's about saying, I messed up, I was wrong,
And really
and
understand the
understanding the impact of your behavior on the other person. And that's where a sincere apology
So
becomes.
it's not just saying I'm sorry, but it's really
It's
understanding
about
them.
understanding the impact of your actions and expressing genuine remorse for the hurt that you caused.
Interesting. And there's actually a whole bunch of research on this too.
There is.
It's
There's some fascinating research on the neurochemistry of apologies. Have you ever heard of oxytocin?
I have. It's the love hormone, right? Or
Yeah, it's often
the
called.
bonding hormone, the bonding hormone. And studies have shown that a sincere apology can actually trigger the release of oxytocin in both the giver and the receiver.
I did not know that. So, like, physiologically, something's happening in our brains when we hear a genuine apology.
Right. And so it helps to restore a sense of safety and security,
Interesting.
which are essential for rebuilding trust.
Okay.
But it's important to remember that an apology is
Okay.
just the beginning.
Yes,
Not to
or
be,
same.
it needs to be followed by consistent actions that
All
demonstrate
right.
your commitment to change.
Right. Okay, so
Yeah.
we've got to walk the walk,
We got to walk the walk.
not just talk the talk.
Not just talk the talk.
Right. And so what does that look like?
Yeah, what does that look like?
What does walking the walk look like? What does it mean to actually
Yeah.
demonstrate that change?
Yeah. So we're talking about like consistency and reliability, but like what does that actually look like in practice? It
Rev.
feels a little abstract.
Yeah, well, I think it's about aligning your actions
Okay.
with your words.
Okay.
So if you say you're going to change, then you need to demonstrate that change through your behavior consistently.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of like if you think about building a wall, each brick represents a small action. And over time, those small actions create this solid structure.
Okay, I see what you mean. So it's those little things, it's
Yeah.
those everyday gestures
Yeah.
that show you're reliable and that you care. Like if
Exactly.
you were always late before,
Right.
now you make a point of being on time.
Right,
Or if
right.
you weren't great at communicating,
Yeah.
you start checking in more often.
Exactly. Those small, consistent actions are what rebuild trust over time.
Okay, so it's not about those grand gestures.
Right.
It's really about showing up.
It's about showing up
Yeah.
reliably in those small moments.
Okay, I got
Yeah.
it. But, you know, I do want to acknowledge that this process can be so challenging.
It can be. Yeah.
And that there may be times when you just feel stuck or
Absolutely.
overwhelmed.
Yeah. And I think that's where the article mentions seeking professional help.
Okay, so this is where we say
Yeah.
it's okay to go to therapy.
It's okay to go to therapy.
Right.
And I think, you know, there's still a lot of stigma around therapy.
Yeah, for sure.
But in this case, it can be incredibly helpful.
How so?
Well, because sometimes we need that outside perspective, someone who
Oh.
can help us see the situation more clearly
Okay.
and guide us through that process of rebuilding.
So they're like the mediator almost.
Yeah, they can be a mediator. They can also just be someone who helps you develop the skills
Okay.
and the tools that you need to rebuild trust.
So they give you the tools.
They give you the tools.
Yeah.
They provide that safe space to explore the underlying issues.
Okay, so that's really interesting. And in addition to therapy,
Right.
the article also recommends some books,
Yes, it does.
which is great. Let's talk
Yeah,
about
let's dive into those.
your book.
Okay, so the first one is The 7 Principles for Making Marriage Work
Okay.
by John Gottman.
Okay. I've heard of that one.
Yeah, it's a classic,
Yeah.
and it's based on decades of research, and it offers practical advice
Okay.
for couples on how to improve communication,
Okay.
manage conflict, and build a stronger connection.
So that sounds like if you're in a relationship
Yeah.
and you're struggling.
This is a great resource.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the second book?
The second book is After the Affair
Okay.
by John S. Abrams Spring.
Okay.
And as the title suggests, this book focuses specifically on rebuilding trust after infidelity.
Wow. So that's a very
Yeah, it's a
specific.
very specific
Yeah.
type of betrayal, and
Yeah.
it can be incredibly damaging to a relationship.
Yeah.
But
Great.
this book offers a really insightful and compassionate guide for couples navigating
Okay,
that
yeah.
complex process.
Okay, so we've got one for couples in general, and
Yeah.
then one for couples dealing with
Right.
infidelity. What about the third book?
Okay, so the third book recommendation is Daring Greatly
Okay.
by Brené Brown.
Oh, yeah, Brené Brown. I've heard of
Yeah.
that one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
It is a good one.
It's about like having the courage to be vulnerable.
Yes,
Fucking
exactly.
vulnerable.
It's
I don't know.
about embracing vulnerability as a path to greater authenticity
Yeah,
and
fair.
trust
And connection.
and connection. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
And so that one's not specific to
Right.
romantic relationships or anything.
It's not, no, it's really about
It's about any relationship.
any relationship
Yeah.
where trust is
Okay,
important.
that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are three great books to check out. And
I think, you know, what's so great about those
Yeah.
books is that they offer
Yeah.
very different perspectives and different approaches
Sure.
to rebuilding trust.
So there's something in there for everybody.
There's something in there for everybody.
Yeah, no matter what
Yeah.
kind of relationship you're
There's
dealing
still.
with. Excellent. Okay, so we've talked about
Right.
communication. We've
Yeah.
talked about accountability and apology. We've talked about
Consistency.
consistency and reliability. What else?
Well, I think another really important aspect of this process is forgiveness.
Oh, forgiveness. Yeah, that's a big one.
It is a big one. And I think it's often misunderstood.
How so?
Well, I think people often think that forgiveness means condoning the behavior.
Okay.
We're saying that it was okay.
Right.
But that's not what it's about at all.
So it's not about saying, oh, it's fine.
It's not about saying it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not about minimizing the hurt that was caused.
So what is it about?
Forgiveness is about acknowledging the pain that was caused, but choosing to let go.
Okay.
Of the resentment.
So it's more about you than the other person.
It's more about you than the other person.
Okay.
It's about releasing yourself from that grip of anger and resentment.
Yeah, because that just eats you up.
It does.
Eats you up inside.
Right. It's like drinking poison.
Exactly.
And expecting the other person to die.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. So forgiveness is really a powerful act of self-healing.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. But I can imagine for a lot of people listening, it's like, okay, that sounds great in theory.
Yeah.
But how do I actually do that?
Right. How do you actually cultivate? Yeah. How do you
sense of forgiveness when the hurt is still
So raw.
So raw.
Yeah.
Well, I think the first step is acknowledging your feelings.
Okay.
Don't try to suppress them.
Okay.
Don't try to pretend they're not there.
So just sit with them.
Sit with them. Allow yourself to feel the hurt, the anger, the betrayal, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then once you've acknowledged those feelings, then you can start to try to shift your perspective.
What do you mean?
Well, can you see the situation from the other person's point of view?
Okay.
Can you understand what might have led them to make those choices?
So this isn't about making excuses for them.
It's not about making excuses.
Yeah.
It's about trying to develop a sense of empathy and understanding.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because if we can understand where they were coming from,
it might
help us to let go
of some of that anger.
Of some of that anger.
Yeah, interesting. And I guess the next step would be setting boundaries.
Setting boundaries is crucial.
Yeah.
Because it's about protecting yourself and ensuring that the same mistakes are not repeated.
So those boundaries are like the guardrails on that bridge we were talking about.
Exactly.
Right. They help to keep everyone safe and on track.
And on track.
Right. And so it's not about controlling the other person.
It's not about controlling the other person.
It's about
taking care of yourself
and
creating a healthy dynamic.
That's good. And that ties into this whole idea of self-respect.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Because rebuilding trust is not just about the other person.
It's about you too.
Yeah.
It's about honoring yourself and your own needs. That's really good.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've talked about all these different aspects of rebuilding trust. But one thing I keep coming back to is the article talks about it being a journey.
Right.
What does that mean to you?
Well, I think it means that it's not a quick fix.
Okay.
It's not something that happens overnight.
Uh-huh.
It takes time.
Okay.
It takes effort and it takes a lot of patience.
So there's going to be ups and downs.
There's going to be ups and downs.
There's going to be setbacks.
There's going to be setbacks. Yeah. There's going to be moments of doubt.
Okay.
Moments of frustration.
Yeah.
But if both parties are truly committed to the process, those setbacks can become opportunities for growth and learning.
That's like we're tending a garden.
Right.
Exactly.
It takes consistent nurturing, weeding out the negativity, and allowing time for those seeds of trust to blossom again. I love that analogy.
Yeah. And, you know, just like a garden, there are going to be times when it feels like nothing is growing.
Yeah.
When the weeds seem to be taking over.
Absolutely.
But with patience and persistence, those delicate shoots of trust will eventually break through.
They will.
Right.
They will.
And that moment when you see that first sign of growth, it's so rewarding.
It's so rewarding.
It's a testament to all that effort and care that's gone into it.
And I think it's those small victories, those moments of connection and understanding that really fuel the journey. They're the reminders that the effort is worth it.
Okay.
That healing is possible.
Yeah.
And that a stronger,
more
resilient relationship is within reach.
Okay. That's beautiful.
I like that.
It feels like we've gone through so much in this deep dive. You know, it's like we've uncovered this treasure trove of insights about rebuilding trust.
Absolutely.
From those like nitty gritty communication skills to the, you know, profound power of forgiveness. It's been quite a journey.
It really has. And you know what strikes me is that
Yeah.
rebuilding trust isn't just about mending what's broken.
Okay.
It's an opportunity to create something even stronger and more beautiful than before.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
So it's not about going back to the way things were.
Right.
It's about forging a new path forward.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's like, if you think about like a piece of pottery that's been broken,
Okay.
you can glue it back together,
Right.
but it's never going to be exactly the same.
Right. It's got those cracks.
It's got those cracks,
Yeah.
but those cracks can actually add to its beauty.
Okay.
They tell a story.
They
They
do.
show that it's been through something and it's
Oh.
come out stronger on the other side.
Okay. I like that.
And so I think that's what rebuilding trust is like.
So it's not about erasing the past.
It's not about erasing the
It's
past.
about incorporating it.
It's about incorporating it
Yeah.
into something new.
Okay, that's powerful.
Yeah.
So for someone out there who's listening and feeling overwhelmed
Right.
by, you know, this whole idea of rebuilding trust,
Yeah.
what's that most important
Yeah. What's the
that step?
first step they can take?
I think the most important first step
Okay.
is acknowledging the situation.
Okay. Okay. So be honest with yourself.
Be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
Be honest with the other person.
Okay.
Don't try to sweep it under the rug.
So don't pretend it's not happening.
Don't pretend it's not happening.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's like if you
Yeah.
have a leak in your roof, you can't fix it
Right.
by pretending it's not there.
You got to see it.
You got to see it. You
Yeah.
got to acknowledge it
Yeah. Equifax.
before you can start repairs.
Now set face the reality. Face the reality of the
That's true.
situation, even if it's painful.
Even if it's hard.
Even if it's hard, yes.
Okay, and once you've acknowledged the situation,
Right.
what's next?
Well, then I think the next step is communication.
Okay.
Create a safe space
Uh-huh.
for open and honest dialogue.
And again, this isn't about blame.
It's not about blame. It's about
Right.
understanding each other's perspectives
Yeah.
and finding a path
Yeah.
towards reconciliation.
Easier said than done, though.
It is easier said than done.
Right.
It's natural
Yeah.
for emotions to run high,
Especially at first.
especially at first.
Yeah. So how
So,
do we keep those emotions in check?
well, I think active listening
Yeah.
is so crucial.
Uh-huh.
Really try to hear what
Right.
the other person is saying.
So be present.
Be present,
Yeah.
even if it's difficult.
Yeah.
Validate their feelings.
Okay.
Acknowledge the impact of your actions.
So it's about creating that
It's about creating that
atmosphere of empathy.
atmosphere of empathy
In
and
a
understanding,
family building. Yeah.
even in the midst of conflict,
Even when it's hard.
even when it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, it's okay to get help.
And it's okay to get help. If you're
Ah.
struggling to have those conversations on your own, a therapist can be a really valuable resource.
Okay, so therapy's always an option.
Therapy's always an option.
Hey.
And I think, sometimes we just need that
Yeah.
outside perspective
Yeah.
to help us see things more clearly
Yeah.
and break those negative patterns.
Okay, that's good. And
Yeah.
so, as we're working through these conversations
Right.
and starting to rebuild trust,
Uh-huh.
we've got to remember
Yeah.
those small, consistent
Those
actions.
small, consistent actions.
Right, those bricks on the wall, as you were saying earlier.
Exactly. Those bricks in the wall.
Yeah.
And they might seem insignificant on their own,
Okay.
but over time, those small acts of kindness. Yeah.
Reliability, empathy,
Yeah.
they can create a profound shift in the
Yeah.
relationship.
Listening to you, I'm feeling a sense of hope.
Me too.
It's like even though rebuilding trust can be challenging,
Can be challenging.
it's ultimately an act
It is
of
just,
love and commitment.
it's a choice
It's a choice.
to invest in the relationship,
Yeah.
to believe in its potential
Yeah.
for healing and growth.
And I think that's a beautiful message to
Yeah.
leave our listeners with. This whole idea that rebuilding trust is a journey,
It is a journey.
but it's a journey worth taking.
Absolutely.
It's a testament to the resilience of the human heart and our capacity for forgiveness
Yeah.
and transformation.
And transformation.
So as we wrap up this deep dive,
Yeah.
I just want to thank you for joining us
Thank you for having me.
on this journey of exploring the, intricate and powerful.
This world of rebuilding trust. And
Absolutely.
we hope you've gained some valuable insights and feel inspired to nurture those precious bonds in your own life.
Yes, I hope so.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.